So, Hare Krishna. I'm very, very happy to have the possibility to address all of you for this evening's festival, for evening's lecture. But I need to just request you a little bit. We had a lot of dancing and moving, and we now absolutely need a peaceful atmosphere in the temple. I would like to address all of you, talk a little bit about the inner meaning of the Ratha Yatra festival. I just want to see Jai Gopal is doing something in the room. Jai Gopal, may I just know, you are putting the thing... Nein, ich sage nicht deswegen. Ich will nur als Orientierung wissen. Du bringst mir gleich was zum Verständnis. Yes, so in the beginning you have to listen very carefully, because I will not speak so loud, but then with the power of Jai Gopal's microphone, we will speak louder. Today we went up in Prabhupada's library to get the deities, Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra Devi, and bring them to the festival. There is a reason why just before the festival, Lord Jagannath is in seclusion and not on the altar. There is a public reason and an internal reason. The public reason is he pretends he has a cold. Don't we all know this from human psychology? We have a little disease, but we don't want to do anything. We say, I'm so sick, please, I cannot do such and such. We hide behind our diseases. And Lord Jagannath is the origin of this mentality. He pretends he is cold. He has caught a cold during the public bathing, which is the Snan Yatra. A window was open and a draft came, and he became cold. We know the Lord cannot get cold, but this is his pretense. He wants to stay for 15 days together with Lakshmi, and then after having satisfied Lakshmi, Lord Jagannath comes out on a love journey. He has just satisfied Lakshmi to get her permission to leave the temple and go to visit Vrindavan. So Lord Jagannath mounts a big chariot, which ideally is dressed, is decorated with different mirrors, with a chamara, with flags, their billowing silken cloth. Many different pictures are on the chariot, which remind him of Vrindavan. Many little small bells, cling, 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 which sound like the ankle bells of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. And then gongs are also on the chariot of the Lord. So he then moves towards the Gundicha temple on such a big chariot. It is very much moved on this Abhisa, it's called in Sanskrit, a lover's journey, which brings him to his beloved. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also participates in this chariot drive. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there with all his devotees, and after thinking a little bit, he divides the group of his devotees into seven groups. Each one of the groups has one leader who sings, and a dancer who is just there to dance and inspire the devotees. Two Midanga players and Karta players. So while Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or after he has organized the kirtan very nicely, he, as the original master of all the kirtans, takes to dancing, dances very ecstatically. In his ecstasy, he expands himself into seven forms and dances in all the seven groups with great transcendental ecstasy. And if you listen a little bit more, you will see how transcendental this ecstasy is. Mahaprabhu begins to change his bodily color. All of a sudden, he gets goose pimples and looks like a semolina tree, and is becoming more and more ecstatic. As he dances and dances and dances, he again merges in one form, which becomes the central piece of attraction. Now Lord Nityananda knows the Lord will start his real dance. When he was in seven forms, it was just a warm-up dance. Now he is concentrated in one form. So Lord Nityananda makes an inner circle around Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Govinda and Kashiraj, Kashishwara, make a second outer circle, and the king with his general makes a third circle in order to protect Lord Chaitanya's dancing from the masses who come and want to look. There's a very nice little detail which happens at this time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dances so absolutely ecstatic that, of course, everyone wants to see him dancing. One of the devotees who wants to see him is Maharaj Prataparudra, the lord of the outer ring. So he looks, but he cannot see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because Shiva Thakur is just looking in front of him. Harish Chandra, the general of Maharaj Prataparudra, sees that Shiva Thakur is in the way and immediately comes and wants to move Shiva Thakur to the side. Shiva Thakur is so absorbed in seeing the picture, seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that without looking who is pushing him, takes his hand and just goes like slap, and it somehow hits Harishchandra on his cheek. Now Harishchandra is a very powerful general. You cannot hit a general on the cheek and think that there's no consequence will be there. Harishchandra has fought in many, many wars with powerful warriors on top of elephants, and he's just getting rajasic, and he wants to take revenge. But Maharaj Prataparudra stops him and says, "My dear Harishchandra, you are so fortunate that you are hit by a close associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I wish Shivas would have touched me, the most wretched of all souls." Do not take revenge. He's a great associate of Chaitanya. So Harishchandra goes like, "Thank you, you saved my life. I almost did a Vaishnava aparadha." So that is a... Meanwhile, the ecstasy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gets higher and higher and higher, and he begins to chant a shloka which is very near and dear to all of us. Please chant with me. Namo Mahavadanaya. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Ko Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagadhitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. This is a very important shloka. Thank you very much. It's good. And let us understand this shloka, please. He calls out to Lord Jagannath, Namo Brahmanya Devaya. Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya. You know, this word Jagat appears. You are the Lord of the universe. You are Krishna and Govinda. This is now very, very important, dear devotees. Many, many worshippers see Jagannath in many different forms, and the Lord kindly reveals himself in these forms. Christians see him as a Christian God, Muslims as Allah, and their worshippers, the Buddhas, Buddhists, who see him as Buddha. Lord Jagannath is all of this. He's the Lord of the universe and more. He is the playful cowherd boy of Vrindavan, who finally gets a chance to say goodbye to his office of being the Lord of the universe, worshipped by everyone, and going back into his playground. And Lord Chaitanya begins to feel this and gets into an ecstasy, which in the beginning is quite abstruse. Mahaprabhu begins to sing a song which is from the worldly literature. It is a love song. It's a love song which is known in India, almost like this love song in Germany. I think you know it. Marmor, Stein und Eisen bricht, aber unsere Liebe nicht. Alles geht vorbei, doch ich bleib dir treu. This is a worldly song. I think you can hear by the vibration. It really doesn't sound like Hare Krishna. It is a really worldly song which everyone in Germany knows. I don't know if you know it in Switzerland, but can I understand that, please? Yeah, Kevna. So, just like some of you think, why does the Swami sing a worldly love song in a serious lecture? Many thought, what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu singing? It's a love song. It's a love song of a girl who met her lover once in a very intimate setting under a tree. The moon was shining, the river was flowing there, and she remembers this first meeting with her lover. Later, she meets this man who was once her lover, and she addresses him and says, you are here, but the same ecstasy is not here. I desire so much to be back with you in that old setting where we first met, and that is under a tree nearby a river. So only the intimate devotees can understand why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is singing this song. It's a very deep secret, and I hope you are not bored to hear it. It's a very, very important to understand if you want to understand the Ratha Yatra mood. The
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radharani, who met Lord Krishna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. It's the same Lord Krishna whom she sees, but he is surrounded with crowds of people, with big chariots, with big elephants, with so much publicity, ministers. He has royal garments, and he doesn't have his Vrindavan flute with him. He doesn't have any flute. Radharani, in this mood, thinks, talks to Krishna and says, "You are the same Krishna. I'm the same Radharani. But this is not the same situation. I so much long to take you to the Vrindavan, where the Yamuna flows, and where we had our loving meetings. Please come." And Krishna responds, and she says, "My dear Radharani, please know, I'm now here on this sacred place called Kurukshetra. I'm dressed as a king. I have many responsibilities, but I do not derive even a drop of that happiness which I had when I was with you in Vrindavan." So, at this moment, Radharani and the gopis do not wait any longer. They just go to the chariot of the Lord, take the reins of the take the joke. Joke means the deixa, start to pull the chariot towards Vrindavan. This is the mood of Srimati Radharani. She is bringing her Lord back to the place where they met. And Lord, how do you say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remembers this and becomes mad in ecstasy. He becomes so absolutely mad in ecstasy that he starts to dance and dance and dance and cry, and he falls on the ground and so on. Now, I will now leave the Ratha Yatra festival and read to you something which Srila Prabhupada said. Once Srila Prabhupada, he was in a lecture, he had finished the lecture, and Govinda Dasi, his disciple, was there. She had a question, but she didn't know if it was right to ask the question. So Prabhupada had finished his lecture. He said, "Are there any questions?" Govinda Dasi was mental. "Should I ask my question? Yes or no?" Prabhupada said, "Are there any questions now?" He wanted to have questions. Govinda Dasi very shyly opened her, showed her finger, and then began to say, "Could you tell about Lord Chaitanya asking?" Prabhupada, "Yes, there's a question." Govinda Dasi again, "Well, could you tell about Lord Chaitanya asking, where is Krishna?" Prabhupada, Govinda Dasi, "Could you tell about Lord Chaitanya asking, where is Krishna, on falling in the water, or would that be not appropriate?" Prabhupada smiled. So Govinda Dasi said, "You once said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, where is Krishna? He should know where is Krishna. Why?" And then he was falling in the water. Means, you know, once Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jumped in the ocean, thinking this is the Yamuna, and was later caught by a fisherman. So Govinda Dasi thinks, this is a very, very strange, but I will ask anyways. Prabhupada smiled. "Very nice. Your question is very nice. Oh, I'm so glad."
Then he begins to talk about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood. And I really think if you now listen, shake off all your tiredness and all your mental conceptions, just listen to Prabhupada, you will get a great jewel today. Are you ready? Yes. Lord Chaitanya, he was the greatest symbol of Krishna Bhakti, a devotee of Krishna. So just see from his life. He never said that, I have seen Krishna. No, he never said, I have seen Krishna. He was mad after Krishna. That is the process of Chaitanya philosophy. It is called viraha. Viraha means separation. Separation. Krishna, you are so good. You are so merciful. You are so nice. But I am so rascal. I am so full of sin that I cannot see you. I have no qualification to see you. So in this way, if one feels the separation of Krishna, Krishna, I want to see you. But I am so disqualified that I cannot see you. These feelings of separation will make you enriched in Krishna consciousness. Feelings of separation. Not that, Krishna, I have seen you, finished, all right. I have understood you, finished. All my business finished. No! Perpetually, always, again and again. Think of yourself that I am an unfit to see Krishna. That will enrich you in Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed this, these feelings of separation. This is Radharani's separation. When Krishna went from Vrindavan to his place, his father's place, Radharani was feeling in that way, always mad after Krishna. So Krishna Chaitanya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, took the separation feeling of Radharani. That is the best way of worshipping Krishna, becoming Krishna conscious. So you know that Lord Chaitanya fell on the sea. Krishna, if you are here, Krishna, if you are here. Similarly, the next devotees, Lord Chaitanya's direct disciples, the Goswamis, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they are the same disciplic succession. They also worship Krishna in that feeling of separation. There is a very nice verse about them. Now Srila Prabhupada, he thinks this verse. I once was there when he sang that verse. The translation is, I offer my respectful obeisances to the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Dasa Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who were chanting very loudly everywhere in Vrindavan, shouting, Queen of Vrindavan!
Queen of Vrindavan!
This was not how they chanted.
Queen of Vrindavan!
Queen of Vrindavan!
Radharani!
Radharani!
O Lalita!
O Lalita!
O son of Nanda Maharaj!
O son of Nanda Maharaj!
Where are you all now?
Where are you all now?
Are you just now on the hill of Govardhan?
Are you just now on the hill of Govardhan?
Or are you under the trees?
Or are you under the trees?
On the bank of the Yamuna?
On the bank of Yamuna?
Where are you?
Where are you?
Wonderful. These were their moods in executing Krishna consciousness.
हे राधे ब्रज देवी के चललिते हे नंद सुनो कुता Shri Govardhana Kalpa Parapatale Kalindivanya Kuta Koshanta Viti Sarvato Brajapure Kede Mahavivalo Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Jago Shri Mahopalako Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Jago Shri Mahopalako. These Goswamis also later on they were very much mature in devotional service. What were they doing? They were daily in Vrindavan Dham, just like madmen. Krishna, where are you? That is the quality. My dear devotee, with this you have the whole mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you have the whole mood how you can really advance in Krishna consciousness. This festival, and I've said it maybe for the third time, is a very feeling festival. The Lord comes on his chariot and he goes to Vrindavan. He goes where his heart is. He goes to his most loving devotees. When Srila Prabhupada, these loving devotees, they have this quality of hankering for him in the feeling of intense separation. If you learn to have this feeling, my life is not all right. There is not Krishna in my heart. There are so many desires in my heart. When do I really think of Krishna and pray to Krishna? If you feel that something is missing in your life, that Krishna is missing in your life, Krishna will come running. But if you never can feel that, oh, I really want to see you, my Lord. I really want to serve you. I really want to love you. If you never feel these feelings, Krishna will never come, and you will not be able to feel real happiness and real fulfillment. Yes, when Prabhupada talked about this, he went in a trance. He stopped and he just went, this is how he went. I once saw this, and then Prabhupada closed his eyes like this, and then after some time he again opened his eyes. They were wet. He looked at the devotees, and again he went in his mood of in feeling the separation from Radha and Krishna. This for 4 minutes he said like this. I once was there when Prabhupada was in this ecstatic mood, and I said also for 4 minutes that his mood of ecstasy in Krishna consciousness filled the whole room with the full heart, room and temple room, and then all of our hearts. He went looking at Prabhupada, and we could not see anything else than Srila Prabhupada in great loving and motion taking of Lord Krishna. What is it? Magic. We were just looking like